I have just one day, today, and I am happy in it. Instant inspiration from Dr. Harel Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California. I have just one day, today, and I'm happy in it. We worry so much about tomorrow, we worry about yesterday, and we are always concerned about what's going to happen, what's going to take place, and will the birthday party come off the way we planned it? Was everybody happy who came to our house the other night? Did they all have a good time? And what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Were you happy? Are you happy? Did you think it was a good show? Are you happy planning for your birthday party that's coming up? Do you think that's going to be a happy time? That's all that matters. If you don't think it's going to be a happy time, it won't be. If you don't think it's going to be a fun-filled time, it won't be. But if you think it's going to be a fun-filled time and a happy time for everybody, it's going to be that way. Now, you will not see it any other way. The whole thing can be a fraud. It can be a fiasco. It can be a flop, FFF, you know. It can just be a total disaster. The cake falls into the swimming pool. The roast that you're making, not roast, but I mean you're making spare ribs and you're broiling them outdoors in the barbecue and so forth. And just as they're just perfect, ready to eat, somebody accidentally squirts some lighter fluid right on top of it and whoosh, up go all of your beautiful barbecue ribs. And you think, oh no, well, okay, we got lots of ice cream. So you bring out the ice cream. Now there's no cake and there's no ribs, but you got veggies. And everybody says, hey, this is different. It's kind of nice. The nice aroma of barbecued ribs, but no ribs, and just all this beautiful veggies that we're having. How wonderful. And then there's a big salad there, and then there's lots of things to drink, and everybody is having a great time. They don't miss the ribs that they didn't have. They don't miss the cake that fell into the swimming pool. But you say, well, so much for one cake. So we fished it out before it started dissecting itself in the swimming pool, spreading all over to all parts of the pool. And everybody says, hey, bring me a towel. We'll take a towel and swoosh it up and get most of it. Don't bring the sieve. Don't bring a strainer, because it'll go on through. We want it to stop. Now bring a couple towels. And then everybody's having fun jumping in a pool and, you know, on the far side, then coming up on the cake and catching all the goodies and you know, throwing it out on the side. And we've never had a party like this. This is crazy, you know. I don't know that we want to mess up the pool like this every time, but, you know, this is crazy. So I have just one day, today, and I'm happy in it. Everything I do is a joyous thing that I do in it today. Now, Ellen says, Herb, sometimes you're so tough on us. Sometimes you are so mean to us. Sometimes you are just so hot and heavy on us. I said, it doesn't bother me.
I don't know that.
It doesn't bother me at all, and I don't hold a grudge. I don't think today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. I just think, hey, each day. And if you start doing something right, if you start doing something right, I say, hey, wonderful. But you don't hear that, because you're expecting me to pick on you for something you didn't do, which I didn't find out yet. And you'll know that I'll find out about it sooner or later, so you might as well say it right away and get it over with and have it done with, and then get on with the fun stuff today. And the fun stuff is, this is like whenever you have a difficult job, do it first. Whenever you have a letter that's hard to write, write it first. Whenever you have any a telephone call that you have to make that is an unhappy telephone call, make it right away. Be done with it. But before you make it, count to 10 and say, I'm happy, 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 I'm happy. Then dial the phone, and you will project that happiness over the phone, and the person on the other line, on the end of the line, will say, well, man, you sound happy. Yes, I'm always happy. It's a happy day. Well, weren't you going to call me about the money I owe you? Oh, yeah, I was going to call you about the money. You plan on paying for it? You plan on paying me? Well, it'd be a while yet. Well, why don't you just forget it? Just forget it. I don't want to worry about what while is going to be. When you wanted the money and I had it, I gave it to you. Now you can't pay it back for whatever reason. And so let's forget about it. If you pay it back, I'll be delighted. If you don't pay it back, I'll still be delighted. Because I'm living in the now. I'm living today. But that's a lot of money, $10,000. Yes, that's $10,000. And can you imagine what stomach aches that would give most people, $10,000? How it would upset people? I have a woman in Germany who has a son that she loaned some money to, and the son didn't pay it back. Didn't follow his promise to pay it back. Didn't follow his promise to pay it back. Didn't follow his promise to pay it back. Year after year after year. And I said, please, do yourself a favor. Write him a letter and say, son, the money that you owe me is paid in full. So let's go on from there. And they can be friends again. Mm-hmm. They don't have to walk into each other's house feeling guilty that they haven't paid a debt. And he's not going to pay it because he has other things that are his priorities. And his mother is not his priority. His mother is his priority only when it comes time to borrow something or to get something for free. And so, hey, she knew that. She raised him like that. You hear that?
Yeah.
She raised him like that. And so why is she surprised that he is fulfilling that particular way that she raised him? It's just stupid. We worry about these things, and they're just the fulfillment of what we have put causes in motion. So we have only one day to live. That's today. We have only one moment to live. That's now. Why not live that moment, that day, in happiness, in joy? If we ever pick on anybody, if we ever think anything about anybody that's not nice, if we ever say anything to anybody that's not nice, bite your tongue. Go right in half. Bite your tongue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop it. Don't do it. Because you're messing up your one day of life. You could die tonight, tomorrow. So live today and be happy. Live fulfilled. Now, dying is not bad. It just means that you're not going to be on this dimension any longer. But stop being so bitchy about life. Say, this is a wonderful day, and I'm happy about it. But that's Pollyanna. Hey, that's cool. That's cool. Did Pollyanna live a good life? Was she doing a great thing? You bet she was. Did all the people around her change into beautiful, loving, gentle, caring people?
Yeah.
They didn't change too easily, but they changed. Now, she didn't want to change them. She didn't care whether anyone thought like she did or not. She just cared that she thought like she did. Yeah. So she was living in today. Now, her aunt, who was kind of a mean old cuss, gave her a lesson that was very vital to her. She would always say, my father always said, my father always said, my father always said. Well, the aunt wanted to teach her that it was what she believed, what the girl herself believed. And she would say, now, from this day on, we're not going to say, my father always said. We're not going to talk about your father anymore. He's dead, your mother is dead, and you're here living with me, your aunt, who is a pain in the neck. But I love you. And so she was herself. She wasn't putting on a show. She wasn't pretending that she was nice or naughty or whatever. She was just herself. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
The aunt was just herself. And so what did Pollyanna do virtually the second or the first night that she was there?
She asked her if she could hug her. And
she says, can I hug you and can I kiss you? And the aunt said, my God, nobody has wanted to hug me, this old spinster me, for 100 years, you know, and no one cares anything about my feelings at all, you know. And here Pollyanna did. And so, yes, you may. And she presented her queenly puss, you know, and let Pollyanna give her a hug and a kiss. And then Pollyanna said, thank you. Thank you. She didn't say, you deserve that or anything else. She just said, thank you for allowing me to show you my love. Now, that's what each of us can do. We have one day to live. We have one moment to live. We have one time to live. So let's live it beautifully and say thank you for the privilege of being able to show our love to others. And go and show our love to others, not just under emergencies, not just under emergency, but all the time. Do little things. For instance, if you're angry at somebody, in the middle of the night, go slip a note under their door and say, I love you. And mean it. And then, yeah, and mean it. And then the next night, you go slip another note under the door and you say, "You make my day."
My night.
Night, right. And then the next day, you might even come out in the open and say it. Say, "I love you," you know. And then you see, you got them tuned up to that. You got them tuned to be ready to hear something like that. But then, if they don't say, "I love you too," you just say, "I got enough love for the both of us. I got enough love for the both of us." My wife always had trouble saying that she loved me after we had gone through the divorce, because she thought that I wanted the divorce and I wanted this and that, although it wasn't my choice, it was hers, but she remembers it being my choice. And so that's okay. And I got big enough shoulders that don't have to be bothered by that. And so then the other day she said to me, "You know, Herb," she says, "the way you've acted to me these many years since we've been divorced, and we've been very close, you could never have hated me." I said, "No, that's true. I don't know how to hate, and I don't know how to hate you for sure. I only know how to love you." And she said, "Why did I think you hated me?" And I said, "Well, maybe you weren't happy with yourself. And you looked at your world through your eyes of not being happy with yourself. And maybe now you're happy with yourself, and so you're seeing the world through your happy eyes, and so you see that I love you. Oh, I know you love me. And I love you too." It was difficult for her to say it, but she said it. And that's what the world's all about. The world is all about living in the moment, living in the day. Now, if she ever goes back in memory to her unhappy experience, then she doesn't deserve me in her world. Because I only live in the now. I only live in the present. If you ever go back, any of you, to your childhood experiences or your experiences with your families and so forth in the past, you're the most stupid fools that ever walked upon the face of the earth. You're buying trouble. And don't do that. Let it go. And certainly don't tell people about it. Don't say, "Well, I had my appendix out. See here? See what they did? It only made a small scar there. It's only about 20 inches long, you know." 20 inches long, my God, you know. My brother, he had his appendix out, and it was on the other side of his body, and they made a scar all the way across his belly, and they could have split him open, you know. They put a hinge on there, you know, and then he could bend a little better, you know. But, joke. But, no, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. You know, most people, they don't talk about it because they got problems today they talk about. And they shouldn't talk about the problems you have today either. Just talk about this one day that you have to live today and how happy you are in it. Now, are you really happy in it? Are you really enjoying yourself in today? Are you really getting the most out of today? If you are, then your body reflects your attitude about yourself. Now, we had our two angels, Ingeborg and Sylvia, go to the doctor because they felt some pains. And they went to the doctor, and the doctor says, "Sure enough, you got some pains." And then we sent them to the doctor again the next day for more investigation. And the doctor says, "There's nothing wrong with either one of you. Your lungs are perfect, your heart is perfect, your liver is perfect, everything about you is perfect. Now, why are you making yourself feel sick?" And then one of the ladies had the audacity to ask, "Have you been where that new disease is that's going around?" "Hush, hush, hush. Don't even bring that in our consciousness. We don't need it. We are immune. Our consciousness is immune to anything unlike our original purity and integrity that we are living right now. So hush, hush, hush." And better than saying hush, hush is to say,
"Shut up."
No, not shut up. Better is to say, "I am living in this moment, and I am whole and perfect in this moment." And if they want to continue talking, "I am living in this moment, and I'm whole and perfect in this moment." And if they want to go on talking, "I am living in this moment, and I'm whole and perfect in this moment." Well, don't you want to hear about it? No. No. I do not want to put anything into my attitude, into my consciousness, which is not a healing virtue to me. Because my body is the temple of the living spirit.
Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. I live in my
ideal spirit, mind, and body.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That does not leave any room for any current diseases or illnesses that are going around. That does not. And Ingeborg said to me, well, you know, when I'm suffering with something and then I ride in the open golf cart, I'm going to make it worse. And I thought, Ingeborg, don't say that. When you are suffering from anything, it's something you're suffering from. And if you ride in an open golf cart and you say that the open golf cart exacerbates what you're suffering from, it does. Yeah. If you say it does not exacerbate what you're suffering from, it doesn't. Now, these men at the North Pole were living naked outdoors in that polar area and sleeping outdoors, and they didn't have the flu or anything that was possible to have. And the Tierra del Sol Indians down at the tip of South America, they live in the cold water there. They go fishing, and the children play in this iceberg-infested water while the parents are fishing because they don't think it's cold. And Anita proved that to us, remember? Mm-hmm. Anita would play in a mountain stream, and her mother would say, isn't that cold? She said, what? She didn't notice it. Now, it's not that she was, I don't want to say she was immune to it, but not that she was unaware of the water, but she did not become aware of the water as being cold. She was aware of the water as being something to play in and have fun with. So you, every moment of your life, every moment of your day, think that you are surrounded by the pure white light of love. I am surrounded by my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. See, keep saying that. And then as you're saying that, wow, everything goes away that doesn't belong. So, is that what you want? I have just one day today, and I sure am happy in it. And you are too.
Yes.
I love you, I love you, I love you.